Hey, what's going on out there in radio internet land? My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Welcome back. It's Tuesday, and you're in fact listening to the one and only Carolyn and Joe Show.
What happens if you're listening on Wednesday, and then you might be messing people up, because, like, even though we re-release the show on Tuesday, what if, like, they catch it, like, a day later? And then they're like, wait, what day is it?
Yeah, I see a little bit of flaw in my plan of announcing what day it is. But, yeah,
but that is the day you catch the Carolyn and Joe Show every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday you catch it hot. Every other day on Wednesday, Thursday, you get like, that cold pizza feel, but it's still just as hot in your hand. Tastes just as good in your mouth.
A conversation.
You can heat us up again in the microwave. We're always going to taste just as good.
That will either offend or entertain.
That's right. Offend or entertain. So once again, thanks for listening. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Yeah. Carolyn and Joe Show back in the house. Guess what?
We are here.
Carolyn is sporting VCU. Tell us the news, sir.
Miss. Excuse me. Do I look like a man to
tell
you?
Tell us, sports announcer. Let's see what you got.
Well,
what are you wearing?
The big news of the week.
So, what are you wearing?
I'm wearing a lovely VCU sweatshirt.
Why are you wearing a VCU sweatshirt? Where did you go to school?
We both went to VCU.
That's right.
And
what are you pointing at? My diploma is not there. I don't even know where my diploma is, but I did graduate
from... I'm pointing at the open door that noise is coming from.
Okay, I'll go...
That we usually shut, that Joe forgot to shut.
All right, I'll go shut
that
it.
That I
I'll
actually sh- usually shut,
I'll
but
shut it,
I
I'll
forgot
shut.
To shut it. Anyway, everyone in the world must know this. VCU, Virginia Commonwealth University, has made it to the Final Four, the men's basketball team, NCAA Men's Final Four champions,
Let's speak on this. Let's see what the history of this. So when we were both going to Virginia Commonwealth, like they like to announce it on the game.
Yeah, they never say VCU. They're always like, Virginia Commonwealth.
Virginia Commonwealth. Well, it's not. It's not. It's funny because, like, even, you know, they have what? They have the University of Richmond, which is, you know, I guess it's in Richmond, but truthfully,
it's kind of, I mean, technically, yeah, but University of Richmond is, like, their campus. First of all, aren't they, like, some private school? Yes, they are. I'm pretty sure they are a private school, and they're, you know, I don't know for sure. I'm not trying to slam them by any means, but they are not in the city of Richmond. Let's put it that way.
You know, and I'm not against you guys. I'm not against any college. College is cool. I don't have school spirit. I'd like to get that over that I have absolutely zero school spirit from any school that I've ever gone to or ever will be in my entire life. You know why? I'm just not a school person, am I? But that's not your problem.
But do you feel any? I just want to ask you that, because I know for a fact, I can reaffirm that Joe is not a school spirit type of guy, but now that VCU is in the Final Four, do you feel at least something?
Yeah.
See, that's what I think is crazy about it, though.
Well, here's the thing, you know.
That means anyone that went to VCU is like,
here's the situation.
Pumped.
Here's the situation. It comes to a point, you know what? I can't escape it. Yeah, maybe if I had real school pride, I would following them from the very beginning of the game and from, you know, whatever, when they first started. That's, you know, that's all well and dandy. But you know what? Just like anybody else, you know, you see a fire and you'll see that fire for miles and you got to find out what's happening in this fire. And you know what? They happen to be winning. And I'm not going to say, like, I'm all Mr. VCU. I don't hashtag everything VCU. But you know what? It makes me feel good. I'm not going to say I'm number one. I'm at every game. I haven't seen one of their games.
Yeah, that's not true.
Hold on. I haven't seen one of the games this season while they're apparently dominating. You know, and maybe that's by choice, or maybe I've just been too busy.
I think you've been working.
Well, actually, in all truth and consequences, New Mexico, I'm a big basketball fan. I have not watched the basketball game in years. You know, and that's a sorry fact.
And it's because you're working, though. Here's another thing.
If I really wanted to see it, I would make time. You know what? Because you know what? I'm still, you know, while we record the show, I'm still taping Raw right now.
That's true. You can tape it and watch it later.
That's right. I am DVRing Raw because
you better be taping the game on Saturday,
right,
though.
That's right, because
Are you going to be taping the game on Saturday?
Because The Rock is returning. You know what I mean? The Rock, you know, there's going to be an Undertaker and Triple H showdown. WrestleMania is this weekend,
we can talk
man.
About that later, but right now...
WrestleMania is this weekend!
Okay, we'll talk about that next, but right now,
Rock,
what I want to talk about now is VCU. Now, are you going to tape the game on Saturday? I know personally you are working this Saturday. Now, are you going to TVR the VCU game this Saturday versus Butler?
I don't know what the hell TVR means.
Whatever.
But
are you going to tape it?
I don't know. I mean, saying I will doesn't mean I will. I might, but who knows? I don't even know what channel it's on. So, well, it's that situation.
We still have a few more days.
It's either that or I'm gonna tape the warm up to WrestleMania this weekend.
Okay.
It's those two battles. You know what? Because in all honesty, the Final Four usually does come hand in hand with WrestleMania. Those two things.
See, but
emotions are high.
But do you
Spring break is in the air.
Do you realize the importance of VCU getting into the Final Four and how monumental that is?
Well, break it down to the beginning, Carolyn. Break down to the very first time you ever knew that VCU had a basketball team. Because, you know, when it comes down to it, VCU doesn't have any other team that really has anything else but a basketball team. Is that true?
They have other teams, but you just never hear about any of them. But I know they have, like, a baseball team and track and some other teams.
Well, let's go to your experience in the beginning. Since you went to VCU in its progression period.
Well, first of all,
time.
I went to VCU in the year 2000. That was my first year at VCU.
In the year 2000.
And I went to be there for art.
I went to be there for art.
I did. I didn't know anything about the basketball team. I knew what the school colors were as far as school spirit goes, you know, black and gold. And then I knew that we were the VCU Rams. So at this point, you know, I was excited to go to college, you know. I think I bought one shirt. And then VCU, like, each year they always gave us, like, free shirts for campus move-in days. So I have a whole bunch. I have probably, like, you know, whatever, four free VCU shirts for each season. And, you know, I didn't really go out of my way buying, like, all this crazy VCU merchandise, but I definitely do have a stuffed Ram. And, you know...
Stuffed Ram!
Yeah, stuffed Rodney the Ram. And so I have a stuffed Ram and a couple shirts, you know? And I wouldn't say I was, like, full-on school spirit, but I went to a few of the basketball games,
yeah.
You know? And I had fun. I checked them out. But VCU at that time was not the team that they are right now. I don't even know how their rankings were at all, but they just, you know, they're just average basketball team. You know, no one really heard of Virginia Commonwealth University. But this year, man, I heard that they were getting hot and they were beating all these top teams.
Getting hot and heavy.
I heard that they were beating all these top teams. And back when we went to VCU, you could just show your student ID, walk in. And, you know, there were people at the basketball games. I'm not trying to make it sound, like, so desolate. There were definitely people there, and people were cheering, and people were into it. But you could easily probably, like, I know for a fact, I easily sat in the first row, and just walked right down there, and me and my roommate and whoever else came, we could get, like, three or four seats lined up in the second row.
Yeah.
You know? At that time, it was accessible.
Because it was just the beginning.
Growing.
They were a growing team.
And they had a different coach, you know. It was a different landscape of sports at that time. So, but now, you know, I hear about VCU's getting hot, VCU's winning. So I checked out the last two games that they played. And you know what? It is the most exciting sports that I have ever seen in a while, because I'm not a sports person, and I acknowledge that. And you know what? My coworker accused me of being a bandwagon fan the other day of VCU, and I was like, you know, hey, call it what you will, but. And he's like, VCU's gonna start losing. Like, this was two games ago, so keep in mind VCU won those two games. But he was like, VCU's gonna start losing now that you're all into it, because I was like, yeah, I did my nails are gold. You know, and I was, like, wearing my VCU sweatshirt at work.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, oh, they're going to win, man. And then he's like, no, they're going to lose because you're all into it. And I was like...
So he said you're going to curse it, or is she?
Yeah,
he pretty much said
I was going to curse it. But they won those two games, so that means I'm genuine. But I mean, I do have that school spirit. But I was, like, telling him, I was like, man, like, no offense to VCU, I just can't watch every single game. Like, I just, you know, I'm living a life,
all
you know?
All right, so let's slow it down a little bit. So, yeah, so definitely, while we're at VCU, yeah, the game... People were going to the games, but it wasn't, you know, it wasn't that hot. There must have been something that was happening every single year. Progression, if that was one thing I've noticed every year, that, you know, there was a buzz that was happening, they're winning. You know what I mean? The team was getting better. The new coach was, things
yeah.
were happening.
Now they have a new coach that just came this year.
So here's the honest question.
Coach Smart.
All right, so are you hopping on the bandwagon? Or what does that actually mean?
I am not. Okay.
What does that
I guess
mean,
if
though?
You want it from a sports perspective, somebody who's always like, you have to watch every game and be the number one fan. You know, from that perspective, I have not watched every game, and I acknowledge that. But you know what? As far as being a bandwagon fan, I don't know if you could call me that, because I have always supported VCU, and I've went to games when I was in school. I wasn't one of those people that didn't go to any games. I went to probably half the games my senior year, you know? Like, I went to, you know, at least 40%. Yeah. That's, you know, that's a hefty amount of time, at least going to the games, because considering, I can say, like, probably not many people did that, you know? So, I would say I already had an investment. I had an interest in it, you know? But when they get hot like that, you know, there's no denying that I cannot, you know, VCU makes a Sweet 16. I'm in. I'm watching that game. VCU makes the Elite 8. I'm in. I'm watching that game.
I want to know, when was the first time you found out?
Probably
that something was happening. You know what I mean?
Probably about like 3 weeks ago. I was like, oh man, you know, because it's March Madness. Everyone's like, oh man, it's going crazy. And, you know, VCU starts winning. And then it really hit when VCU made the Sweet 16. I was like, all right, man, we're in this. We are in this. I'm watching the games.
Things are happening.
I am going to watch it. And it is intense watching the games. Like that, the game against, what is it? The Florida State or whatever.
Yeah,
dude, that game was a heart attack. Heart attack waiting to happen, man. It was pounding, and then they went into overtime. Oh my gosh, crazy, man, crazy. That's all I can say. Scoring at the very end, man, and then tipping the other ball. It was just nuts, man. Nuts.
Because you had something invested.
Because if the other team scored at the very last minute, if they didn't tip that ball, they would have lost, man. It was nuts.
Because I felt like in all actuality, like we're, you know, it felt like that you're living through that team, that you were.
Because that's my team. Well, that's our team.
But also, it stood for something. It's like they're winning, and people thought, you kept on reminding me like how all the, maybe the commentators and all these sports analysis people were always like, they don't even belong. I'm not even supposed to be here today.
Yeah, exactly. I kept thinking of that line from Clerks. And like
Quarks.
From Quarks.
This isn't a design program.
Quark isn't around anymore. Quark is in the graveyard of design programs, and InDesign is taking over. But just like VCU will dominate, InDesign dominated. Well, what I'm telling you is that, you know, watching these games inspired me. Not only just for VCU, but for myself personally. Because I was like, dude, this is the underdog. Everyone's talking smack about VCU. Very few people stood up for them and been like, hey, you know what? This is actually a good team. Very few people went and said that. You know, and all these talking heads are just looking for a story, so they want to rig on VCU. And then they're like, oh, VCU is a Cinderella tale. But then, like, then they still talk smack about it. When George Mason made the Final Four a few years ago, everyone seemed more excited about them. Like, they were like, oh, this is the true Cinderella team.
I mean, did you feel that George Mason had a, you know, reputable source, or, I mean, reputable entity as like, we should respect them. They're named after George Mason.
I don't know for sure what it's all about, but it still feels like there's VCU haters out there. And you know what? This is what I think.
Break it down slowly.
My brother went to University of Tennessee. He's a really big sports fan, and he can tell you anything about sports. And University of Tennessee didn't even make it in the Sweet 16. I think what's happening is a lot of people, you know, let's say their team didn't make it. And then they're like, oh, what's this VCU here? You know, I feel like they want to rig on that because their team wasn't as good. You know, let's acknowledge that. Let's just say, hey, you know what? This year VCU played well. Let's just acknowledge that.
There would always be like, just like how people made, how Mike Bovey makes comments about the Redskins when they won the Super Bowl. During, I forget, 91 or 92?
Because when we were in fourth grade.
Yeah, whenever that
took... I think it was 92.
Whenever that took place. If it was 92, then that's when Batman the Animated Series came out for the very first time and influenced me for the whole entire life. But besides that, yeah, 92, Washington Redskins won the Super Bowl. And now when Mike Bovey looks back at that, he always says, they weren't really good that year. It's just the whole entire, all the other teams suck.
But you know maybe what? That's, a win is a win.
Maybe that's what people are going to say. They're like... Maybe VCU wasn't as good, but everyone else just sucked that year. But maybe that's not true. Maybe they're
awesome. You know,
maybe they're the Mikey Whipwrecks of college basketball.
Well, VCU just beat Kansas, and Kansas is the number one team. So that means VCU's the number one team, you know?
If they had a belt, they'd be the champion.
Exactly. That's the way I got to view it. And think about it. People are always like, little Evan Bourne. Well, you know, with VCU, Little VCU beat...
Seamus versus Evan Bourne.
Yes, little VCU beat Kansas. Just think about that. I want all you all to think about that. Okay? Just acknowledge that VCU is a good team and that they earned it. And don't go around saying that they're like, oh, they don't... What are they doing here? They don't deserve to be here. You know, stuff like that. It's like... It's just accept that VCU is a good team.
Crap, I forgot to check if anyone asked us questions.
I did, and I have them already.
You have them already?
Yeah, but let me check.
I didn't check my page. Forget it.
But let me just finish up on this VCU because I am pretty pumped, and I even did a comic strip. My web comic Curls comes out every Monday and Thursday, my comic Curls was actually published in actual paper on the VCU newspaper, the Commonwealth Times, back then. So, like, to me, it only felt an honor to be like, oh, I should do a Curls tribute to the VCU Rams getting in the Final Four. You know, this is something to be proud of. And let's be honest, who knows if the coach is going to be around this year, for next year. So, you know, in a way, it's kind of like you just got to treasure it. Treasure this next week. And just, I really think VCU could take it all the way. They have that drive. They're pumped, you know. And also, like, seeing the videos of VCU returning.
Tell me about the video slowly, like how you sort of experienced that. Like, just the, you know, what did you see basically?
Yeah.
Because we used to live in Richmond. It's no secret towards that. And you know, I have a love and hate relationship. A lot of times, it's hate relationship with Richmond. But you know, that's just how things are.
But that's not against the VCU.
That's not against VCU, but. You know, but yeah, so in your perspective, what did you see?
Well, I was up late last night on the computer finishing up the webcomic and promoting.
Where do you get the webcomic?
And you can get it at curls-studio.com.
/curls. I wonder if there's a way you can like have that on iTunes.
I don't know, but maybe I'll make it into music.
So what was one of the first videos that you saw of?
Well, I was up late, you know, I was promoting it. I was, like, putting it on the VCU Twitter and stuff like that. Letting them know the webcomic's out and that I was promoting VCU through the webcomic. And they're pretty good at promoting me as well, so, because I'm an alumni. And, so I was noticing that, like, a lot of people were getting pumped.
The Carolyn Bilewski Twitter, what is that? At Carolyn underscore.
At Carolyn Bilewski. No underscore.
All right, at Carolyn Bilewski.
And, you know, I was up late last night, and then they were like, oh, VCU players are coming into the Siegel Center, and, you know, they just came from Alamo. And I'm like, oh, what's going on? All these people were commenting. I was pretty much following it, and I had a VCU Twitter search on it, and I was on top of things. I was Matt drudging it up on VCU. And then, you know, later on in the night, because I was still up at like 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
They posted a video of the players coming in, and just people, like, I wouldn't say they're rioting, but people, like, hardcore partying. Like, they shut down Broad Street, you know? And it was intense. People were on top of cars. People were lighting fireworks. And it was awesome because everyone was together. And for those of you that don't know, VCU is a very, very, a school that will accept everybody. This is the thing I like about VCU.
That's how we learned about the school.
No, because you know what? I did get into James Madison. I turned James Madison down, and that's a school that's actually hard to get into. I couldn't even believe that I got into James Madison. But I chose VCU for the art. And you know what? In general, maybe things have changed, and things will definitely change this year. I think that their applications will go way up. What do you think about that, Joe?
Most likely.
Like our degree is worth more. That's the other thing. I love VCU winning because now people know about us, you know? And I'm going to self-promote that so much.
Awesome.
Might as well. You know, I'm happy for them, but I'm also happy for me. Because then that means, you know, we're worth more in certain people's eyes. And now people know about VCU, which is awesome. And now people know about us.
Cool.
And Joe's on his laptop.
Well, I'm trying to get to the...
Cause,
you
know, I'm sick.
I tried to, you know, announce that on my Facebook that I was going to answer the questions.
Oh, okay.
That people posted or sent me a message.
Sure.
And I'll try to get to as many as I can with whatever random drawing that we hear.
Let me finish up the VCU stuff. But you know what, VCU, here it is. VCU will accept everybody. But the thing is, in general, they'll accept anybody. I think if you're a decent student, they'll consider you for sure. You know, things might change now. It might get harder to get into VCU. But VCU accepts everybody, and they're very diverse. And it's just, like, unlike any school in Virginia, really. Like, there's all different types of kids. in the videos I saw, there was even, like, Indian kid with, like, that whole bun wrap that was in, like, gold. You know, he was, like, partying it up next to, like, Asian kid, next to black ghetto kid, next to, like...
next to Asian kid.
Next to, like, white college-looking kid.
White kid.
Yeah, and like, next to, like, art hippie that's, like, that, like, hasn't bathed in 3 days playing bongos. It's, like... Man, like, VCU is awesome like that, though. I enjoy that experience because, you know what, I've been on other college tours, and to be honest with you, there's, like, all white college-y people that are all like, oh, I'm Pi Alpha Omega, you know, and it's like, I mean, that's cool. If that's who you are, then that's who you are, and there's nothing wrong with that, but I'm just saying VCU has something for everybody, and that's what I love about VCU. They'll accept everybody, but the thing is, you gotta work hard to stay, you know? They will grill you. I remember my first year of art school was, like, complete grilling. We can talk about that another time. But it was, like, boot camp with sergeants and, like, just insane.
Boot camp with sergeants, you say?
Yeah.
Honk.
What are you doing on the computer, Joe?
I just told you I'm getting the questions.
It's taking a long time.
No, I was waiting for you to finish.
Okay.
I thought you wanted to continue talking.
I didn't know if we were in this conversation.
There is. I'm just letting I'm letting you get your passion out.
Awesome.
I'm letting you squeeze the toothpaste out. You know
Thank
what I
you.
Mean?
Thank you. I am pretty passionate about VCU right now, though, because it just, you know, I've never had that experience. Like, I've seen my brother with University of Tennessee. I've seen him, like, all pumped with their football team and basketball and this and that. You know, he's got to enjoy all those games and go to a big stadium and stuff like that. And VCU doesn't have a football team, you know. We're undefeated. But, you know, I never have had this type of experience to, like, really, really have school spirit and really enjoy it. So I'm just going to soak it in, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm down with VCU, and I love seeing all the footage of everybody just, like, partying it up on Broad Street, shutting the street down and, like, lighting fireworks and just being crazy. And it seemed very loving at the same time, you know? Like, no one's, like, even though they're on top of cars and stuff, but it seemed like they're just having fun and, like, partying it up.
Well, see, that was always going to be my big fear, you know, as much as they like to celebrate like that. When I saw one of the first images, even this is when they got to the 16, I was like, man, if they lose, there's going to be a riot in Richmond. Like, I just had that feeling, you know what I mean?
Like, people are going to find a reason to smash cars and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, they were already knocking down fences and already messing people's property, stuff like that. And I was like, well, if it turns negative, will that city burn down again? I don't know.
Yeah, it would be like the Civil War all over again.
I don't know if
it'd
be like the Civil War all over again.
Well, the whole city burnt down during the Civil War.
Oh, okay. I was like, oh, are we going to be fighting the North?
No, but you know the whole city of Richmond is like was burnt to a crisp during the Civil War. You know that.
Yep.
But it's like, I don't know, man. I'm just saying I have a really good feeling that VCU could take it all. Like, and it would be amazing. Like, it would be so amazing. And even better, my dad. He's like, if they make it to the Final Four, he's like, I'm buying you a t-shirt. I was like, yes, that's awesome. I'll take you up on that. But then today I realized that the shipping won't come in until after Saturday.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, well, there's no point in like not having a shirt on Saturday. Yeah. You know, so I was like, oh, I guess I'll hold off until they get the national champions and then I can get the national championship shirt. You know?
Yeah.
By the way, for those of you who have been listening to this show for the past few weeks, I'm still sick. I'm not, like, sick, but I'm, like, I don't know. Something is in my throat. And, Joe, do you know what is weird? I tried to, like, Google my symptoms.
Yeah.
Which is basically dry throat. Like, horribly dry throat. Like, desert. Desert throat. And I thought I had AIDS. No,
what?
Seriously, that was a symptom of, like, HIV, AIDS. It is. They say you have a ridiculously dry throat like a desert. And it freaked me out for about 2 minutes. And then I was like, oh my god, I have AIDS. I have AIDS. And I was like freaking out.
Are you serious?
And then I was like, wait. And then I took like a logical like a few minutes to think about it. And I was like, there's no way I can actually have AIDS.
Yeah. Like, I believe that you don't have, you know, I'm not like a doctor or like a, you know, especially trained doctor specialist in HIV, but I don't think you have AIDS. I hope you don't have AIDS, but I most likely believe that you do not have AIDS.
Okay.
Bah, 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 bah.
But, like, in my head, I was, like, it freaked me out, because, like, at that time, you know, I was really, it was, my throat was so dry, like, just, I can't even imagine, like, I've been drinking water, like, crazy for the past few days.
Yeah.
And it hasn't even done much, to be honest with you. Like, it's more like I'm just drinking it, and then it comes right out, and, but then, like, my throat is so dry. I can't even like describe it to you.
So let's have you slow down and let's take
but
a little.
But I'm excited about VCU. Woo!
VCU, go! All right, let's take a little break, and let's answer. I'll answer a question.
We put out a call on Facebook and Twitter for people to tell us what we'd like to chat about today.
I mean, we do have on Twitter. We asked the same question, and one of the first ones, you know, maybe this might be a little bit egotistical here, came from from our friend Sarah Vane. DJ Vane, like asked. She asked, I'd like you guys to talk about how awesome you are.
Well, we've already done that.
Awesome!
Do you think that VCU is like The Miz?
Is VCU like The Miz?
Yes. That's a question from me to you.
When I was in the car driving back from work, the comparison with VCU was The Miz and Mikey Whipwreck. What was the combination there? People didn't believe that they were going to be up there, but now that they're there in that high position, you know, now you got to earn your respect even more by getting closer and scrapping your way to the top and proving to people, you know, that they are. So are they The Miz or Mikey Whipwreck? MM, just two M's. So you can't go wrong with that. Is he The Miz? Is he awesome? What question do you have?
That you answered it just now.
Was it the only question?
Yeah. Is VCU like The Miz?
Oh, I thought you out of your list of questions.
Oh, my list. Oh, I do have a list for my Facebook.
Get your touch.
I'm pulling out my Apple Touch.
Hey, thanks. Thank you.
Thank you,
Miss DJ Vane.
Thank you very much for contributing
to
our
Sarah.
Show. Okay.
Let's plug Sarah's website.
Sure.
Let's plug Sarah's website.
Which is?
Oh, she has many.
let's plug one.
I would like everyone here that's listening to dial these letters into your
browser.
Web browser. I would like you to type in sarahstierch.com.
.com. Free plug for Sarah.
That's right.
Okay.
Now, I'll try to pronounce her last name, but I might just mess it up. But it's Sarah Stitch?
I don't know. I've never
but she's cool.
Heard her name
pronounced. Just look up DJ Sarah Vane. She's awesome.
All right. Now, this is coming from Facebook.
To the Facebook we go.
To the Facebook. So, I say, tonight we'll be recording our radio show. Let us know topics you'd like us to chat about. Thanks.
Thanks.
Was
that a question?
First person in. James Meehan, you know, he's no stranger to our show. He says, anything but VCU basketball, LOL. Well, James, sorry, we already talked about that. I hope you enjoyed that conversation.
It's very funny because James and I actually grew up playing basketball together in, like, the CYO Catholic League. And we were actually a pretty damn good team. Like, you know, when you go into playing basketball, like, you know, I was point guard and he was my forward. And we actually rocked the house as that combination. We're pretty damn good.
Is that how you met him?
That's not how I met him, though.
Okay.
I met James through another friend, I believe, who lived a street away from me named Adam Wolf. I have no idea what happened to him, but that was the beginning.
I don't even know who that person
was. No, it was way, 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 way back.
Way back. Way back in way back machine.
Now, another question from Facebook. From RC. How you pronounce his last name? RC
Rozagar. I've never heard any of these people's names actually pronounced, but I know of him.
RC
We met him at a convention.
Mr. RC Rozagar, one of the great colorists of our time.
Yes. And his coloring is gonna be, just so he gets his plug early, in the Thor omnibus.
That's right.
So what is his question?
His question is a very, very, very intriguing question, RC. Betty or Veronica?
Oh wow, that's a great question.
Who is it
aimed at?
He's answering my question, but I guess that's a universal. Betty or Veronica? Let's break down Betty or Veronica. Actually, since I know very little about their personalities, Betty is who and Veronica is who?
Do you not know?
I don't know.
Okay, well,
I don't really read Archie.
Do you know what they look like?
One is blonde and one is black haired.
Which one would you?
Because it's not brunette. She has black hair and she has the blue shadow line or blue.
Who are we
shine.
Talking about?
Is it Betty or is it Veronica?
Veronica is the darker one.
All right, so Veronica is the darker one. Okay, and Betty's the blonde one. Okay.
Yes. Now, which one do you prefer?
Probably I'm going to go with Veronica. I like the name Veronica too.
So do you want to know about their personalities?
Yeah, let's hear about their personalities. From I already like Veronica because I already joined because I'm a big fan of Veronica Mars. I like that name already. I think I even put like a character named Veronica in one of my scripts in the past. I like the name Veronica and I like dark haired. You know, what can I say? Well, vampires. No, I'm just joking. Not vampires.
Do you like vampires?
Done right.
Like Buffy?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Betty is more like the girl next door. She's like the sweet one.
Yeah.
And Veronica is the rich little girl down the street. She's more like, oh, where's my crumpets?
Oh, really? That's awesome.
Oh, I don't know if she talks
where's
like that.
Where's my crumpets?
She probably doesn't talk like that. But
she talks like she's from the UK.
No, but okay, let's just put it this way. I think her character's a little bit more demanding. You know, like,
yeah.
She's like the king's English. She wants her special porcelain plates. Whereas Betty might just want a plastic plate. Does that make any sense to you?
But what has Veronica what has Veronica done? That's so.
I mean, you know, they need each other to survive. That's the other thing. You can't have Betty without Veronica, and you can't have Veronica without Betty.
That's true.
So.
But just think about the description of Veronica. I think I'd probably be more inclined to think that Veronica is cooler because she has that attitude. Wait, what is?
Well, she's snobby rich girl.
But what does Betty do?
Betty's just like a girl next door, and she's like free and
she's
like
free?
Happy.
What does that mean? So Veronica's not free?
Well, Veronica might have like misconceptions. Like she might be like, oh, I'm not going to get my hands dirty with that.
Well, that's smart.
Whereas,
that's just like Lex Luthor. I love Lex Luthor.
Whereas
he's a
like
man.
Betty might, you know, be like, let's have fun.
Are you sure about that?
From what the Archies that I've read, that's the personality type.
Well, so Betty's like, oh, let's go. I'm going to be a slut and stuff like that. Well,
I don't know if she said she's going to be a slut, but
that's usually what it leads to, though, isn't it?
I don't know. I've never read any slutty Archies.
it's like when they become all bouncy, you just give them a little drink, couple drinks. They're like, oh, look at that. But Veronica would be like, I'm not drinking that. I'll control myself and my willpower.
I mean, I guess she might be more evil in that terms. But
who? What? Veronica?
Yeah.
How?
I mean, she seems more devious.
But what if Veronica is like a strong woman, you know?
She is. They both are.
Even Betty?
Yeah.
How is she a strong woman?
She knows what she likes and she just wants to have fun, you know?
She just wants to have fun. But is just having fun, is that really just the answer in life, though? It seems like Veronica would have like goals.
So basically,
you know what I mean?
You like Veronica's personality and her looks.
I mean, I haven't.
She's the one for you.
I mean, I have. Well, what's the haircut that Betty has?
She has her hair usually in a ponytail.
Yeah, you know that's. I mean, that's all right. What does Veronica usually have?
It's usually down, long, and dark.
Does she look like a vampire? Does she look like Alison Mosshart? I think she looks like Alison Mosshart.
Perhaps.
I'm gonna bring that up on the old computer cam.
Ye old computer.
Veronica. Does Veronica have a last name?
I don't know. She probably does, but I don't know it. I do like Archie, though. In general, I like the Archie comic books. I don't get to read all of them, but they entertain me.
What is usually the plots?
They usually go out and get hamburgers, and I like how it's all American.
Wait, look, looking at the... Hold on, let me bring up a picture of Alison Mosshart.
I know what she looks like.
I just want to do a comparison. I just want to do a comparison.
Because everyone can see what you're talking about.
No, but I want to just show you side by side how it is.
So I pretty
Look at this. So look, you got the down hair. You got the look. I think they're pretty close.
I think Veronica's a little bit more cleaner version.
Yeah,
though.
But like if you clean up Alison Mosshart.
Yeah, if you were
that's
to clean
a,
her
she
out.
Looks exactly like. What if Alison Mosshart was based on Veronica?
Remember, they used to have a band called the Veronicas.
The Veronicas, yeah. So yeah. My vote goes just because Veronica by default looks like Alison Mosshart and has that look. Actually, if you think about the way Veronica looks, she sort of looks like every girl that's been like, sort of like in the vicinity of working order with Jack White. I think if Jack White likes Veronica, then I like Veronica.
Did Jack White confirm that he also likes Veronica?
Oh, look at Veronica. She looks like exactly like every other... She looks like... There's hints of Meg White in there. Even the bassist from the bassist that they use. And then everything else.
Okay, so you seem like a hardcore Veronica
fan.
What
is this picture of Veronica and she's swimming in money?
Because she's the little rich girl.
Green is...
I told
green,
you.
Green is much more fun than blonde. It's crazy.
I told you she's a little rich girl.
Green, she's but she doesn't look little. She looks pretty tall.
Well, I mean, you know, in terms of like, oh, daddy's a little angel.
Wait, what is this? Is
that
this
has
the
money?
Oh, did Archie marry Veronica?
Well, there was. I don't want to tell you the plot though.
It seems like a marriage plot to me.
I know, but something happens in the book.
To Wikipedia, to the spoilers.
No, let's not do that. Moving on. Do you have any other questions?
Wait, you didn't answer who you like better, Betty or Veronica,
I said,
Carolyn.
I said they both work together. You have to have
No. That's not the question.
This is a guy's question. He asked you.
The question is Betty or Veronica. Who do you choose?
I'm not picking.
Whose side do you choose?
See, this is like a blonde or brunette question.
No, it's not. This is a personality test.
No, I don't. I like them both. They you need to have them both.
If
you do not have Betty, you don't have Veronica.
What question? What RC is actually asking is, who's cooler, Allison Mosshart or Gwen Stefani? That is the question at hand. That is the real question. Who is the better frontwoman, Allison Mosshart or Gwen Stefani?
Well,
now if we rate this on music, I would say Allison Mosshart. Then again,
but Gwen Stefani looks pretty cool too. You can't deny that.
But that's
come on now.
The question is which is better?
Why do we have to pick?
That's where the real question is. Is the or? It's Allison or Gwen?
So it's
there are times for me when I think Gwen, but then at this point in life I dig Allison just because the music she's produced. I'm down with it at that time. I don't really like the second Gwen Stefani album as much. Like, you know, she has her own clothing line. Cool. You know what I mean?
Well, she's a strong woman too, so you're asking if Betty was strong.
I guess they both had to be strong. But see, to have a good match, they had to be equally matched.
Well, you know what my answer is?
What's that? Even though I like the name Gwen a whole lot. And Allison. I like both of those names.
My answer is Jughead.
Doesn't he always want to get burgers and fries?
Yeah. And he has a little crown.
How do you think Jughead talks?
Let's eat burgers.
Hey, man, let's get some fries, dude. Hey, dude, let's get some fries.
He talks like Skeeter. Honk, honk.
Honk, honk. Honk, honk. Did you see when I posted that there was the...
Skeeter basically like Jughead? Pretty much.
Jughead is not purple.
Well, I mean, in the Doug world, if you were to put him in the Doug world, he'd be very close to Skeeter.
Good point.
That's what I'm pointing out.
All right, let's pass to your question.
All right.
A question for Carolyn.
Back to
a question for the fan favorite of the Carolyn Joe Show, Carolyn, whose name goes at the beginning of the show. Oh yeah, thanks RC.
Next question is.
Thanks RC.
Thank you. Next question is.
Should we try to plug something from RC?
Thor Omnibus coming out in April.
Thor Omnibus.
He
is the colorist. Also, he also did some coloring work for Curls, which is very cool.
Yes, he did Curls with Cerebus, and it's awesome. So if you're on Facebook, check it out. And I also posted it to the blog.
Right on. Check out his stuff. Pretty awesome. Very awesome, actually.
We hope to work with him more in the future. And maybe he might even be on the show. Awesome. Okay. So the next question is from Casey Shaw. I didn't know you were doing a radio show. Is there a podcast around somewhere? Well, yes, Casey. Thank you for asking. If you're probably listening to this right now, you know where the podcast is. But in case you don't, it's at carolynandjoeshow.wordpress.com. And since you didn't know we were doing a radio show, you know what? This is why we gotta keep promoting.
That's right.
Because we've had over 100 episodes of the Carolyn and Joe Show, and we post them all the time on Facebook and Twitter and the like. So... you know what? That just shows me that if we had one person that didn't know that we had a radio show today, and I think honestly, I don't really know too much about, like, you know, Casey's internet usage, but I have a feeling that he's like the type of person that's not always on Facebook, you know? So this shows me that we gotta keep promoting. Even though people think that we are always promoting all the time, but why stop? You know?
You know, I don't know if people complain or not, but you know, on Facebook, on Facebook, I bet you can always shut off the people you don't like. But you know, at the end of the day, if we're not going to do this, who is?
Yeah. Hey, if we have a new show, might as well post it up and tell people.
That's right.
So thank you, Casey, and I'm glad that you discovered our show.
Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Okay. My next, or do you have a next question?
Are we going to do Mike Bovey's question?
But I'm going down my Facebook.
All right, just go down your Facebook. We'll go through that.
So the next topic I have here is Mike Bovey, who has also appeared on the Carolyn and Joe show. I'm glad that everyone who is on the Carolyn and Joe show is partaking. Mike Bovey asks, topic. If a massive natural disaster took place in America, and a big one, like the Cauldron supervolcano going off at Yellowstone. Well, I don't know if that's a full question.
Is that
question.
A question? Mike, is that even a question?
So basically he wants to talk about... Oh, I guess he's referring, saying that it is a topic. So basically he wants us to talk about a massive natural disaster taking place in America, like a super volcano going off in Yellowstone.
So what are the options of natural disaster that can happen in America? So on the West Coast, you have earthquakes, and on the East Coast, what do you have?
Like if the Atlantic Ocean overflows.
If the Atlantic Ocean overflows.
Yeah. Or like if something if 9/11 happens in like New York Washington D.C.
That moment reminded me of The Rock's response to John Cena after John Cena rapped to him. The Rock was like, "So you respond to The Rock with a rap? You rapped to me? Let me tell you one thing." It was like, "So the Atlantic Ocean will overflow."
Yeah.
I was like, "You rapped?" And then John Cena's response next week was like, "Fine, I won't rap. We'll do some hip hop." Awesome, awesome stuff. Yeah, I'm looking forward to WrestleMania. Yeah, so natural disaster.
Oh, but he means natural disaster, so that doesn't include 9/11. That's a terrorist attack. So natural disasters, what else can happen? Of course, you know, we had that the stuff that happened in New Orleans, the levee breaking.
Yes, but I would say that's not natural. That was man-made.
No, it was natural because of the Hurricane Katrina. And then the second, it was like a domino effect, the domino falling, and then it's like, oh, well, the levee wasn't proper.
Has there been a lot of natural disasters in America?
I'd say recently. I feel like there has. I mean, I don't know if maybe it's just I'm adult and I'm paying attention more to the news or whatever.
I'm adult and I'm paying attention to the news.
I can't even believe I'm adult. But, you know, it's like, I'm just saying, maybe I'm being more aware of the world around me. But I feel like in the past few years, hasn't there been a lot of tragedies? More so than I remember in, like, the 90s.
It's tough to measure actual tragedies in this world because it's tough to see what counts on the media outlets as a tragedy. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, some things are tragedies and some things are heroic incidences to other people.
But a lot of stuff has happened, even in California, you know, like the fires, but those are usually, a lot of them are started by teenagers just playing around with lighters.
I mean, like me working in the film business and even doing a lot of photography now, a lot of people are saying, like, you need to go to California. You need to go where all that stuff is going.
You
got to go where the action is, Joe, because that's where all the stuff is.
Lights, camera, action.
You need to go there. That's where the big bucks are, nigga! But then...
Who?
Then after,
but who is that?
But then actually, like, you know, yeah, let's go to the West Coast. It's cool, but you know what? There's several reasons why I don't go to the West Coast or to California. I love California. San Diego, I'm a huge fan of. Burbank, awesome. You know what I mean? Nothing against them. What's that?
Venice Beach.
Venice Beach, hands down, coolest place ever. But you know what I don't like about you, California? You have fires that take over and
mudslides.
You have fires that basically run rampant throughout your whole entire land, and they chase people and destroy homes. And those are probably man-made.
That's not a natural disaster.
And then take that into consideration, since if a fire is a man-made object, what does Earth do? The Earth sends a mudslide to try to fight it. But you know what that does? It just messes everything else up. So you have mudslides, you have fires. Next decision that Earth makes, let's see. Let's have an earthquake. Let's screw it up even more.
California can just break off eventually one day and be an island.
Yeah, and then taking another big minus on that was the last time I was there in California. When it rained, it looked very nasty. You know,
does not look good when it rains.
It does not look. It actually looks pretty scary when it rains. So those are sort of some things happening. But, you know, when California wants to call me, I'll go. You know, maybe I might come visit, but, like, it's, you know, I want them to. I want, you know, it'd be nice to be wanted. I'll say hi to you guys. I got a lot of good friends over there. But you got fires, mudslides, earthquakes, people. Jeez. What was the question? Yeah, oh, natural disasters.
Well, like the one that he was specifically what about
a sandstorm?
Referring to was the volcano in the Yellowstone Park.
There's a volcano in Yellowstone Park?
Yeah, that's the scenario he was given.
Really?
Yeah. So what do you think if that particular scenario happened? What would happen?
If that volcano erupted?
I'm assuming that's what he means.
What's around Yellowstone Park?
Yogi Bear?
Hey, boo-boo! Picnic basket, boo-boo.
The picnic baskets will all be, like, tarred down.
Yogis, all the Yogi Bears just going to start running around.
That's when you know something bad happened.
Come on, Yogi! Get out of there, Yogi!
All the bears start running towards you. You're like, oh, shit, man, the volcano erupted. You're like, better run out of here.
It's, like, going to be the opposite of a Disney musical. Like all the birds, instead of the birds going in and singing and dancing and chirping, like they're all happy, they're gonna run away, be all scared and
that's
stuff.
What like. Happens when you like here's what I know.
What,
this was the one
what
I,
do you
this,
know?
That's what my big brain knows.
My big brain.
Whenever you see a herd of animals running towards you, you run with them.
Don't run at them.
You run with them, man. Even if they're charging at you, you start joining the pack.
What about with human beings? Would you run with human beings?
I don't know, man.
You're like, I don't trust them human beings.
I'm just saying, the green, you know what? Here's the thing. The thing about the animals is the animals know first. Like, even with all the tsunamis, the animals got the hell up to a higher ground, you know? They were the first ones to know about it, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, just follow the animals. If you ever see a pack of animals just running, you know something's happening. So that's what I know about the apocalypse. Follow animals.
Follow the animals. Carlos Almonte, our good friend Carlos, he sent us a question basically saying, in the same vein, DJ vein, Sarah vein, DJ's search. In the same vein as Buddy or Veronica, he asks, Selma or J-Lo?
Oh, I will say Selma.
Who is Selma, though?
Selma Hayek. What other Selma is there besides the
Oh, there's
the
Selma
Simpsons.
Well, he had to clarify. He's Selma Blair. It could have been Selma Blair.
Oh, ugh. Did you ask him to clarify?
We'll just assume that it's Selma Hayek.
I'm assuming that it is Selma Hayek.
All right, so let's
we're talking about the Latinas.
All right, with the last 5 minutes of our show, yeah, we're talking about Latinas. Last 5 minutes of J-Lo versus Selma Hayek.
Hands down, Selma Hayek, for me.
Hands on the boobs, Selma Hayek. That's what it is.
So you're voting for her boobs?
Yeah.
What about the rest of her?
I mean,
what about face? J-Lo versus Selma.
I don't know, because if you think of Selma Hayek, she has a pretty good, she has a unique face. She has like so much, you're in that Penelope Cruz era face, you know what I mean? Because J-Lo has more like the easy, beefy, the cover girl face, you know what I mean? But like a lot of times the cover girl face is made just for like painting straight lines and stuff like that. And sometimes you don't want that. You want that character. You want something that's unique. And, you know, Selma Hayek rocks that. And also she has a cool voice. I guess it really comes down
She'd
to
be
those.
Like, I'd be a sinner.
So basically, the battle between those two Latin American, no, not Latin, those two
senoritas.
Those two senoritas. The battle in those two senoritas basically is boobs against ass.
That's true.
What a
Good
challenge.
Point. Good point.
What a challenge. So
basically, he's asking, you know, like Betty and Veronica is blonde or brunette, so this is a
boobs
or
versus
ass.
And you know what? If it's those two people, damn, what a tough question.
No, it's not. Just don't think about the people. Boobs or ass?
Boobs or ass? Oh, fuck. That's a tough one, man. I like boobs, but I like boobs in right proportion. So proportionate boobs, awesome. Because usually proportionate boobs come with a good ass.
So both.
Yes. I vote for the total package. That's boobs and ass. Nice boobs come with nice ass. Look at this perfect philosophy that I'm bringing down. And there you go, ladies and gentlemen.
So basically, are you for Selma?
I'm for Selma.
I'm for Selma as well.
Thank you for tuning in.
And Jughead.
And Allison Mossart. Thank you for tuning in to this Carolyn and Joe show.
We'll ask, we'll answer the rest of your questions later because we have more.
That's right.
So that'll be next show.
Yeah.
Thank you for submitting.
So everyone have a nice night out there. My name's Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Have a good night, Carolyn.
Thanks for listening.
Stay positive, people.
Go VCU.
VCU. VCU.